From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The multilateral meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also is holding discussions with regional and international partners October 16th in London. Britain is warning Russia it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in Syria. Western nations have accused Russia of war crimes for dropping bunker busters and incendiary bombs on civilian areas. Russia denies the charges, despite the evidence on the ground. Russia has called for the International Criminal Court to investigate. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits the signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. The supporters of the bill charge that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. Even after the government decides to leave the ICC, it must still write a letter to the UN Secretary General explaining the action. The withdrawal would take place a year after the letter is received. An explosion in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state, Wednesday killed at least 7 people and wounded 15. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The explosion occurred as a taxi approached a gas station. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women, but he had some criticism in a speech in Florida for House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Wouldn't you think that Paul Ryan would call and say, good going, in front of just about the largest audience for a second night debate in the history of the country? So, you know, you'd think that they'd say, great going, Don, let's go, let's beat this crook. She's a crook. Let's beat her. We got to stop it. No, he doesn't do that.
A wave of new opinion polls shows Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over the Republican. The UN human rights chief says Donald Trump would be, in his words, dangerous from an international point of view if elected president.
If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it's without any doubt that he would be dangerous.
Saeed Raad al-Hussein called some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture deeply unsettling and disturbing. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking his emails. After thousands of John Podesta's personal emails were hacked, WikiLeaks began releasing them on Friday. Saudi Arabia says it will partially ease the blockade surrounding rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in an airstrike last weekend. Heather Murdoch takes a look.
On Saturday, airstrikes hit a funeral in Sana'a, killing 140 people and wounding more than 500. Saudi state media announced Wednesday a plan to facilitate and transfer the wounded in need of treatment at foreign hospitals. Afra Nasser, a Yemeni journalist and blogger, says medical treatment in Yemen right now is almost non-existent.
Hospitals, forget about hospitals. You can go and they're empty. They can't help you.
Nearly 7,000 people have been killed since the Saudi-led coalition began airstrikes 18 months ago. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the missile missed its target. The officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same U.S. ship within the last 4 days. Thailand's royal palace says 88-year-old King Bhumibol Adulyadet remains in unstable health. The palace says his blood tests Tuesday showed the king's liver working irregularly. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.